At the Mosaic Templars Cultural Center tomorrow, Juneteenth activities will pack the block with people, music, food, and games. This year, the center will spotlight the Kinsey Collection of African American art and history currently on display. Brian Rogers, Public Information Officer at the Cultural Center, says the collection and Juneteenth go hand in hand, educating the public about the long overlooked history of African Americans.
The Kinsey Collection, their mission is to dispel the myth of absence. And so the Kinsey Collection sets out to show that Africans or people of African descent have been here from the very earliest days. And so the Kinsey Collection fits into the idea of Juneteenth by celebrating the accomplishments of African Americans.
Juneteenth gets its name from the date the Union Army landed in the city of Galveston, Texas, finally freeing slaves. June 19, 1865. The actual history of abolition in the United States, however, happened in stages. Union forces had occupied Arkansas for 2 years by then and made slavery illegal. Freedom in the old Confederacy was drawn out. University of Arkansas at Little Rock history professor Carl Moneyhan says there are more differences than similarities among personal emancipation narratives.
It's very difficult to generalize to say that there is an African-American response to freedom or an African-American response to anything in the immediate post-war period. But I think to me the thing that comes out of emancipation is this significant realization that just being free doesn't mean one is actually free. Someone saying, well, now you're free doesn't mean you're actually free until you can literally take care of yourself.
One such Juneteenth story we can still hear today comes from Laura Smalley of Hempstead, Texas. It was recorded in 1941 for the Library of Congress.
You know, and old Marshall didn't tell you it was free.
He didn't tell you that?
No, he didn't tell. They waited, I think now they said they waited them 6 months out of that, 6 months, and turned them loose on the 19th of June. That's why you know you celebrate that day, colored folks. Celebrate that day.
The struggle to transition from slavery to freedom was felt across the South, but the memories of it could have been lost to history. Dr. Moneyhan says a shift in historical focus helped ensure the preservation of slave stories.
Beginning really in the 1930s, historians became much more interested in looking for the history of everyday folks, and one of the major projects which allows us insight into African American history was the Federal Writers Project that collected recordings of memoirs of people who had been slaves.
These nearly forgotten stories throughout history will be celebrated on this Juneteenth, looking to the future, but also, as Brian Rogers says, remembering the rich history of African Americans.
We're wanting to show that Africans and people of African descent have been a part of the fabric of the state and the country since its earliest days.
I'm Alden Walters, KUAR News.